Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Greetings and salutations, everyone. It's Rich Wilson. Welcome to Fantasy Baseball Live, and happy opening day. Let's play the breaking news theme here, Tim.
Okay, there we go. Who made it through the day healthy and who didn't?
Oh, my goodness. First of all, Timmy, happy opening day.
Yes, back at you. About an hour and a half, 2 hours from now, I'm going to have a couple hot dogs and celebrate with some cheese and mustard and all the good stuff.
I had Timmy. I got a cup back, man. I can't do this. But the body's just rejecting. I had. We went to this
Jerry
place.
DQ?
Yeah, we went to Beaches Burgers. We got one hamburger, and we got two hot dogs. One Carolina style, which was I think ketchup and mustard, slaw and chili. And then we got another one that was just a hot dog, like one you get at the ballpark, a relish, onions, mustard, and it, they were all great to me. They were wonderful. And I was feeling full but okay, and then I went for the DQ, and that did me in. So it's all over. I might split them now. I might do my DQ the next day. I think the gut can't handle it anymore, Tim. I'm officially out.
there are only so many blizzards and hot dogs a human being can consume, and at that point in time, yeah, it's
yeah. Lori went to the fish market to get dinner. I'm like, I don't even know if I can even think about food. I feel so stuffed. But then I sat down and watched games. Timmy, it was awesome.
Yeah, and we're back doing what we love to do, watching baseball. And Gerrit Cole looks like he's in midseason form, doesn't he?
He had 8 strikeouts and 9 batters, Tim.
That's a reasonably good start, yes.
That's a pretty good start. Now, it's again, the San Francisco Giants are brutal, Timmy. That's a tough team, but still a Major League Baseball team, and he looked fantastic.
Yeah, he's off to a good start. Nice to see for those who invested towards the back of the first round.
Yeah, I mean, I was a little negative on Cole, but the first game, at least, he looked fantastic. Corey Kluber did not look good. Got beat up a little bit with the Red Sox, and now it looks like the Orioles are up 10-4. Adley Rutschman with a home run. So that's
very nice,
that's always good. And looks like Philadelphia is up 2-0 on the Rangers. So Jacob DeGrom has already given up a couple of runs, Tim.
Yeah. He's healthy, though. He's doing a little better than Justin Verlander is today, isn't he?
I was watching the Yankee game, and I looked up, and I'm like, just a Verlander having terrace something strain. I'm like, what? Verlander? Yeah. Justin Verlander?
Or his brother Ben.
I'm thinking maybe it's Ben Verlander. I mean, I'm like, I literally, Timmy, we're supposed to know this. I didn't hear anything about Verlander.
Dogs. They're all dogs. I would say rat bastards, but that would be rude.
I will say...
We're getting some news a little bit on the late side, like when we don't need to know it as much as maybe a couple days ago.
So, first of all, you forget, Timmy, he plays for the Mets now. So this is very Mets-oriented, right? They never tell you what's going on till the very last minute. And, you know, it stinks, Timmy. It's just not because I have him in two leagues and I had to scramble to get somebody. I put Corey Kluber in, thank you very much, and got toasted on that. But
that worked out well. Yeah,
that worked out well. I mean, but it's like, you know, there's people that fans want to know what's going on. Gamblers want to know what's going on. Fantasy baseball fans want to know what's going on. There's a lot of and this gamesmanship. They're the only team in the league that does this kind of nonsense, and it's so frustrating.
Well, yeah, it is. Like, come on, get over yourselves. Yeah, if he's hurt, he's hurt.
Yeah.
This just did not happen today, I doubt.
Well, they said that his velocity had dipped in his last spring training outing, and obviously that's whatever strain it is. I don't even know where the tears major whatever is, but yeah.
That's Tristan McKenzie right now. He'll tell you.
Yeah. Yeah, same, I mean, is it the same injury?
It's the same injury. It's just I don't think the grade is as high with Verlander's.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I don't think the severity is the same.
So Verlander's severity is not the same.
It might be for all we know right now, right?
Yeah, I mean, it was really that was very, very disappointing to me. But fortunately, I got too well. I guess with the Corey Kluber, it wasn't a great move. I should have kept in Verlander, but I got two strikeouts, so I guess that's something, or four strikeouts. And you said that Max Fried wound up lame after his outing.
Yeah, I saw something today that he left with a hamstring.
Oh, well, that's not good.
Yeah. Oh, left hamstring discomfort. It's only discomfort now. It'll be diagnosed as a strain later. Who knows? But I guess Max Fried is, he was removed early from his start today. So, again, more wonderful news. But, hey, you know what? On a positive note, Logan Webb did strike out 12 today.
Yeah.
Yeah, Estuary Ruiz is in the lineup today.
Very, very exciting.
Yes.
See, it looks like in the first inning, the Blue Jays have already scored three runs. So,
yeah.
So there you go.
Miles Michaelis is not leaving his owners happy.
No, I'm one of them, Timmy. So here's what I did. I took out Justin Verlander, put in Corey Kluber in one league. Took out Justin Verlander, put in Miles Michaelis in the other league. Thank you very much. For all your fantasy advice, call Rich Wilson.
Yes. Congratulations. Those hot dogs are tasting better.
They're coming up again, Timmy. Fantastic.
And I see Houston is saying Yordan Alvarez won't play every day initially.
Yeah, I saw that. Wow. I think, what, two or three weeks ago, Timmy, we were commenting that, boy, it was a really tough first-round pick to go with, you know, starting off the season with injuries. And, you know, that's the Marcus Potter axiom. If you come into the season injured, be buyer beware.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, most definitely. On a positive note, the Astros only put Altuve on the 10-day, not the 60-day IL.
That's right. It's the 10-day for batters, the 15-day for pitchers.
Yes.
Well, that's good news. So maybe he'll be back within 2 months.
Well, and the same happened for Liam Hendricks. They put him on the 15-day instead of the 60. So maybe we'll see Liam Hendricks later on in the first half, which would be absolutely awesome.
It would be. That's probably the best news that would come up here. Let's see. The Cincinnati Reds are up 1-0. Hunter Green, 5 strikeouts and 1 walk, no hits so far. And I think he's going up against Mitch Keller, the guy that I've always hoped would actually turn it around, but has not yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so lots of wonderful news to start a new season off with. You got to love it. Hey, we got baseball.
Yeah. Obviously, Judge with a big home run. Adley Rutschman with a home run. Number of stolen bases already, Tim. We had more stolen bases so far. More stolen bases so far than home runs.
Yeah, I see Ronald Acuna got off to a hot start. I think he got at least one stolen base anyways in his first game, which is nice to see.
I think he 2-for-4 or something, or 2-for-6, something like that. Yeah, so good for him. Oh, likely reporting on Roto-World, or The Edge. Max Fried hamstring likely going on the 15-day IL. Fantastic, Timmy. That's what owners want to hear.
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah, it's again. I managed to somehow avoid him, but I put 6 pitchers on the IL today in Tote Wars. So I got enough grief. 5 or 6, yeah.
Wow, that's tough.
Well, yeah, Diaz, Liam Hendricks. Well, I drafted him for the IL, but Ranger Suarez and Tristan McKenzie and Luis Severino, and there's got to be another one in there somewhere.
I'm a little concerned about Tristan McKenzie. I think I brought this up before. I mean, it sounds like it. I mean, 6 weeks, 2 months. That doesn't sound good, Tim.
No, it's again. At least it's not an elbow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's on a positive note. Yeah, no, it's. At least it's not an elbow, so I'll take that. Oh, what else came up here? Deal between the Pirates and Reynolds hit snag. That must have been the point where the Pirates had to offer him real money.
Yeah, something John Heyman wrote that it was something philosophical. They were getting close on the deal, and then there was some philosophical construct that they couldn't agree on. So I don't know what that is. But so apparently I guess they'll go to free agency now. He said he wouldn't negotiate past opening day.
Okay, well, that's interesting. And I see Orlando Arcia signed an extension with the Atlanta Braves, which explains why Vaughn Grissom is in the minors. He probably didn't agree to one.
That's interesting. Yeah, I hadn't thought about that. So I wonder if Vaughn Grissom would have signed a team-friendly agreement if he would have been the starting shortstop.
Interesting to surmise, isn't it?
That is very, very interesting, Tim. Wow. Good call on that.
Thank you very much. I saw it on Twitter somewhere. I can't remember where. But, yeah, basically they said he wasn't, Vaughn Grissom wasn't, prepared to give up his firstborn. And plus he had to sell his soul. So, yeah. Well, somebody was having fun with it.
Well, I mean, if you're not, I mean, that's just the way that... That's the way the Atlanta Braves roll, Tim. That's what they do. So you gotta kiss the ring.
Well,
so
at some point in time, somebody has to stand up to it and decide to take the opposite approach.
Right.
Nobody has yet, but at some point in time, somebody will, and it'll be interesting to see how that skills, real good skills. You know what I mean?
Like. Uh-huh.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
So, Tim, last night we did a draft.
Yes.
The night before the draft. Tell our listeners, because you're the commissioner, what this draft was, and then let's talk about our teams.
Yeah, it's a 20-team. It's a 20-team draft with OBP instead of batting average, saves and holds at a half instead of just saves, and it's modeled after a draft that I first got involved with 20 plus years ago. It was this same sort of format was run by a group of people that were hanging out at Peter Kreutzer's message board, Ask Roto Man. It started then, and over the years, I've basically either tried to partake in this format, or recently, I've been running it with a group from the Facebook page under the banner Prospect 361 20 Team. And it's a fascinating draft, short rosters. You've only got 16 active players, 9 bats, 7 pitchers, 4 on the bench. And it was a fun time last night. It really was. It was nice to do a draft in 2 hours flat, 400 players and done. So I congratulate everybody who partook last night, because it just flew, didn't it?
It did. I do so. In fact, this year and last year, this is the only live draft, I don't know if that's what you call it, that I've done. And I'm just so used to doing slow drafts that I find 2 hours staring at my computer waiting for my turn to come to be incredibly boring. So the first couple of rounds, I'm okay. And then it's like, oh, my gosh, I got to wait 10 minutes before I make a pick. And I find myself getting distracted. It's just me, Tim. So,
yeah. Well, you weren't distracted enough to snipe me about every third pick.
So did I really? The only one I was pretty sure I sniped you on was Gunnar Henderson, because I jumped on him a little early because I wanted him. And Tim and I were drafting back to back, and I knew it was the short end. So Tim was I was drafting 12th, and you were 13th or something like
that.
Yeah,
that's 12th, 13th.
So I was pretty sure. If I didn't take him with the 12th, there was no way he was coming back to me. So I'm like, do I want Gunnar Henderson or not? So I decided to take him. So
actually, you got me on Adolis Garcia.
Oh, really?
Yes, you got me on Felix Bautista. You got me on Tristan Casas. You got me on Estuary Ruiz.
Really?
You managed to snipe me on Severino. I was using your name in vain.
Really? Well, that makes me feel very. I wish you would have been telling me that, then I would have been a lot more interested. So maybe I just know you so well, and you've infiltrated my brain. I just draft like you now, so I don't know.
Well, and let's face it, we do these podcasts once a week in the winter, sometimes twice, and twice a week in season. Yeah, we pretty well know who we like and who we don't like. So I was expecting a lot of it. But my goal going in was to try something different and try and get as many players as I could that I haven't drafted in other leagues, and to focus on OBP. And that's basically how I did it. And I had a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun with it. It was fascinating to sort of live a little bit different, with a different focus and have a little bit of fun. Did you have any preconceived notions going in, or what you wanted to do, or?
So I was pretty sure I wanted Mike Trout for the on base percentage, right. And then when Bobby Witt Jr. kind of fell, I'm thinking, should I take Bobby Witt Jr.? And then I'm thinking, no, it's an on-base percentage league. Maybe I can solve the stolen base somewhere else. So I decided to go Mike Trout. And I think I did solve the stolen base in other areas, because I was pretty sure I was going to get Estuary Ruiz. I didn't realize you and I were going to be competing against them. So I went. I'll tell you about my team first, Timmy.
Okay.
I went Mike Trout, and then I didn't want to do this, Timmy, but you realize with a 20 team league, so I picked 12, and then the next pick is 20. It's like 28 or something like that. I mean, that's a long.
There's a big gap in there, yes.
And I'm thinking all these positional guys are going, Randy Rosarena, which I knew I wasn't going to get because if he was still there, you were going to take him. So I'm thinking
he went before me on the way back, so yes, you don't have to worry about it.
So I'm thinking maybe Michael Harris will be there. No, Michael Harris isn't there. I said maybe Francisco Lindor will be there, and then he wasn't because you took him. I'm thinking, and at the top of my queue was a pitcher, Timmy, and I'm looking, I don't want a pitcher, but then I'm looking at Nolan Arenado, JT Realmuto, and look at all these other, I'm like, let me go with a starting pitcher. So I went with Sandy Alcantara.
Yeah. Did you think at all about taking Corbin Carroll?
I actually would have, I was debating on the third pick, Corbin Carroll or Gunnar Henderson. I might have taken Corbin Carroll had he been there just because I felt like I needed stolen bases. But Corbin Carroll went four picks before me. So then coming back, then I think Tim even posted in the chat room that pitchers were going to run off the board, and they did. So I had a number of positional players I could have taken, but I needed stolen bases, Timmy, and I didn't want to wait too long. Yeah. So I had a lot of on-base percentage. So then I went to Adolis Garcia, my buddy. So I get speed and power, no on-base percentage. But I'm thinking Mike Trout and Adolis Garcia kind of balance each other out, so I felt pretty good about that. Then I went Gunnar Henderson, which is a bit of a wild card. So I only had one pitcher after that. I decided I better get another high strikeout guy because Sandy Alcantara's not really a strikeout guy, but he's everything else. So that's when I went Hunter Green.
Yeah.
Then I'm thinking, well, gee, I need a closer, and all the closers were flying off the board. And for some reason, Felix Bautista was still there. I'm going, is he healthy? Like, I'm like looking at the, I'm on Roto-World looking, is maybe he got hurt again. He was still, he was just sitting there. I'm going, this is kind of nuts. Let me get Felix Bautista. Then
I thought it was totally nuts.
So I grabbed that. I wanted it badly. And then I'm thinking, okay, I think Esteri Ruiz will last a little bit longer. I wanted Tristan Casas in this league because I think he'll be an on-base percentage guy. So I knew it was a bit of a gamble. So I took him next. Then I went Esteri Ruiz, and then I said, okay, I got plenty of stolen bases with Adolis Garcia, some from Gunnar Henderson. Yeah. Plenty from Esteri Ruiz. So then I'm thinking, where to go? And then I said, okay, I think I've got on-base percentage, some good on-base percentage, and I went Javier Baez, more power speed there. Went with the second closer with David Robertson, and then filled out my roster after that. So that was kind of, I just let it evolve to me. The first pick was scripted, and after that, I just let it, just figured it out along the way. I have no idea, Timmy. I'm not very good with this format, so.
Yeah, it's a good team. I like it. I like it.
Really?
What you
okay.
Did. Yeah. I'd be very happy with that team. As a matter of fact, I might change the names on it and swap it with mine. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, tell us who you got.
Well, again, I wanted to focus on OBP, so I took Freddie Freeman with my first pick. Came back with Lindor.
Now hold on. Did you consider Bobby Witt Jr.?
No.
And you, same reason I did. You decided the on-base percentage was too important.
Yeah, and, you know, if you hadn't taken Trout, I probably would have.
Okay.
Yeah, it's, you know, I think Trout and Freeman are your last, or two of your last 400-plus OBP types.
Yeah, Freeman.
So I wanted to secure one of the two.
It was going to be Vlad, Trout, or Freeman. Trout, then Vlad, then Freeman, something in that order. It was definitely going to be Trout first because of the outfield. Okay.
Well, and Vlad went just before you. So went Vlad, Trout, Freeman, and after that, Machado, who probably would have been in the discussion had Freeman not been there. That's, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Now, if all three of those would have been gone and your Alvarez would have been sitting there, then it would have been a problem, right? Because then I'd be going, oh, do I dare take him? And back then, yesterday, we had not heard that news. So I probably would have not taken him and have gone Manny Machado or someplace like that.
Yeah. So I took Freeman. I came back with Francisco Lindor.
I love that pick.
Yep. Going with a balanced approach on the speed, you know, 15 to 20 from Lindor. Freeman will get me 5 to 10. He always does.
You wanted Randy or Rosarena, though, right?
I wanted Rosarena big time, yeah.
Yeah. I knew he wasn't going to get to me. I'm thinking, do I take him in my first pick? No, but
that was my train of thought. I wanted him, but I'm not taking him with my first pick when Freddie Freeman's there. No.
Yep.
So anyhow, then I came back with Julio Urias. He was the best pitcher on the board. I thought it was either him or Christian Javier for me, and I went with what I perceived to be a little bit safer in Urias as my third pick. Coming back, I went with Andre Jimenez in Cleveland.
Yeah, I thought that was a curious pick. I thought your next pick was really curious, but Jimenez is a good player, but I was surprised you're going to play him at, I'm assuming he's only second base. Is he shortstop eligible?
No, second base.
Just second base, yeah.
Yeah, and the combination of power and speed. He was just about a 2020 player last year.
Uh-huh.
And he missed a little bit of time. So again, a boring pick, but one that I think will help my team. I wanted some stolen bases to go with Lindor and Freeman, going with more of a balanced stolen base approach in this one. Coming back, I want a power.
Oh, hold on for a second. So Andre Jimenez, I tweeted out because he signed a contract, Tim, and it was I remember being extremely high on him when he was in the Mets organization. I look back, and the year that he blew up ahead of him, ranked number one in the Mets organization, again, ahead of Pete Alonso, which was probably crazy, but also ahead of Jarrett Kelenic. So that's how high it was. So I was thrilled with the kind of player he's become, and the fact to see him reward it is actually it's pretty cool to see that, because he was not all that well thought of back when I was ranking him that high.
No, he was always well thought of, but you were definitely ahead of the curve on that one. So good for you, Rich. Excellent.
And he's a better shortstop than Rosario. It's just a shame. I mean, we saw him in the WBC. He was just cleaning it up at shortstop, but I guess they play the older player at short. I don't know what Cleveland's thinking there. So,
well, and again, who says Jimenez isn't going to be at short at some point in time, right?
Yeah, yep. So then you with the curious pick, Tim.
Yeah, I wanted some power. And I figured, you know, with Jimenez and Lindor and Freeman, I got enough OBP, I can take a bit of a hit and take a chance. So I went with the best slugger left on the board, and that's Giancarlo Stanton.
Yeah, I hated that pick. I don't like Giancarlo Stanton because of the health reasons.
Yeah, and I don't blame you. I needed a big bopper, though, and I thought he was the best option there. Yeah, so.
Okay, yep.
Yeah, coming back, I need another pitcher, and I really love Nick Lodola this year.
I agree with you. Nick Lodola or Hunter Green, who would you rather have?
Hunter Green.
Yeah.
But I like the 1-2 punch. Yeah, they're both great pitchers, I think, young pitchers. Coming back, I wanted a little power, wanted a little speed, and this is my first OBP hit in Jeremy Peña. Another player. I don't have any of these players in a lot of leagues other than Urias. I think I've got Peña in one and Stanton in one. So I went with Jeremy Peña, and at this stage it was time to look for a closer, and the only closer left that I really liked was David Bednar. And I get the concerns about him moving, but this is a saves holds league at 0.5. So even if Bednar moves on, I'm going to take a hit, but not a total hit. So I'm okay with Bednar.
I think you'll have David Bednar at least for 2/3 of the season. So it's not going anywhere between that. Quick update, O'Neill Cruz with his first home run, Tim.
Oh, very, very nice.
Rutschman is 4-for-4.
Oh, that's exceptional.
Do you have him in any leagues?
Do I have Adley in any leagues this year? I don't.
No, I don't
either. Don't believe so.
Yeah, it's a really good
one. No, the price was a little high this year, so I went in a lot of leagues with the latter round picks at catcher. So nope.
Okay, so then we've got
anyhow close to
what's that?
I was going to say after Bednar. I went three rounds of relatively conservative, but again, all can post good OBPs. I went with Seiya Suzuki, who, believe it or not, this is only the second league I have him rostered in. Then I went with Anthony Rendon.
Love that pick, Timmy. Love that pick. If I didn't have a third baseman already with Gunnar Henderson, that was my target. That's a great pick. I love it.
And then went with boring old Jeff McNeil.
Yeah. I got a Lewis Arise, Timmy.
Yes, so. You got Arise, yeah. we're on the same page there. Yeah, we're trying to find some OBPs. So, and after that, I pretty well finished it off with Cal Quantrill as my number three, Mackenzie Gore, Dean Kramer. My bullpen, I rounded it out by going four setup guys, or I should say one closer setup guy in Michael Fulmer. And then I went with some guys that I think are going to post good strikeout numbers and definitely get holds in Karinchak, Eric Swanson, and Alex Vesia. And basically, the one player I'm very happy to have gotten, because I think there's a little bit more potentially than we've seen, is Mackenzie Gore.
I saw that. I thought I liked that pick a lot. I thought it was good.
Yeah, as a late pick, I can sort of live with that. Yeah. I've got a backup outfielder in Oscar Gonzalez who should play every day. So I'm happy with the way it shook down.
In that same light, Timmy, I took Josh Lowe with the Tampa Bay Rays. Let me tell you why. Right. I saw him when I was down in spring training. Yeah. He was stinging the ball, Timmy. Hit a home run. Mm-hmm. Just everything he hit was hit hard. I've always liked the player. And I've talked to some people in the Rays organization. They still believe. I don't know if they're lying to me. They could very well be. But they still like the player a lot. The fact that he's coming north, I mean, he could be demoted by May 1st. I don't know. But I think he's still a good player.
Yeah, I agree with you. And the fact that he made the team means that the Rays haven't given up on the kid.
Yep.
And with that speed... Yeah, you could do far worse. That's the one thing that I found with this draft, because we're only using three outfielders, it really changed the dynamic of the outfield significantly as compared to looking at a 15-team league where you're using 75. That 15 outfielders, that made a rather significant difference, and you didn't have to go early on outfield to build a half-decent one. So, it was just adapting to a different format, but it was sort of interesting to see how that shook down.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. I mean, I knew the rules, but I didn't realize that until I took Adolis Garcia. So, I had Adolis Garcia, Mike Trout, my first three picks. I'm going, oh, wow, I only need one more outfielder. I really want Esther Ruiz, and that's it, you know, and I'm done. I'm thinking, that's really weird.
Yeah, so. it really changed the dynamics in a big way. It did, but I just enjoy this format. I enjoy this league. I got to thank everybody who partook, from the Facebook page. It was a fun draft, and like I said, 2 hours, 400 players, and done. It's nice to be involved in a draft where people know what they're doing. They, you know, some solid plans out there, some great teams.
Well, I'm not sure everybody knew what they were doing, Timmy, but yes, it was nice that they drafted quickly. Yes.
Yeah, it's nice to be. I love being on a 60-second clock. I really do.
Yep, agree. Timmy, let's take a break, get back. Yeah. I don't know where we are on the notes. Got to go back and look here.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Before we do our predictions, Tim, just hey, this is a really good news. It's a little boring. I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on it, but there was a CBA agreed upon between Major League Baseball and the minor MILB union. So the Minor League Baseball has never had a union up until when they all got together maybe 6 months ago, and they've been working with Major League Baseball to cut a deal. I looked at some of the details. There's a great article. It's free for everybody. Jeff Paston wrote out at ESPN. And basically, they have living wages now. It's not a tremendous amount of money. AAA guys are making $35,000 a year, down to high A guy, or low A guys are maybe $25,000 a year. But they're provided with meals. They have... The team's got to provide housing, and it's based on the level. You get a private room or a double room, so you're not going to have six guys all piling into an apartment. So
on an air mattress on the floor.
On an air mattress and all that kind of nonsense. Yeah. So all of that stuff is all really, really great news. And I think it's only going to help, Timmy, these guys aren't going to have to eat at McDonald's every day and have poor nutritional things and then get to the big leagues and they're 30 pounds overweight. This is all good stuff.
Yes, it is much, much overdue. And it's something that it should have happened years ago. You know, you can't tell me that the owners of teams didn't have the money to put into a program that eventually does nothing but good for those same owners. So I'm very, very happy to see this finally coming to fruition. Good for the minor league baseball player. And you know what? There's a lot of minor leaguers. You know, we talk about late blooming prospects. Can you imagine under the terms of the old ones, like sitting in the minors for 8, 9, 10 years and enduring what a lot of them had?
Yeah, they all had winter jobs, Timmy, doing you know, working wherever, you know, just trying to survive and live, or living with their parents if they're older. Maybe they got a spouse and the spouse is supporting them.
It's good.
It's all good. Again, $35,000 is not a ton of money, at least in America, but you know, because in AAA you're usually playing in larger cities, so it's still a little tough. But you know, it's going in the right direction. Timmy, we got our annual prediction show. This isn't who's going to win the World Series. We'll do that on Sunday. But this is carrying on with our fantasy predictions. So I have changed things around a little bit. I'm glad we had a week to think about it. Here are my questions for you. There's eight of them, and then we have this is usually our take 10 with Tim. So I've got 10 questions for him. I'll sneak in a couple answers for myself. And Tim is going to finish it up with two players that he's going to target for next weekend's Fab. You got two players, right?
I've only got two. That's all I listed. I could have had probably 22, but two will suffice for today.
All right, Tim, here's the prediction. Which player surprises by hitting 30 home runs this season?
Okay, I'm going with a player who actually hit 41 of them between Double and Triple A back in 2021. That was only like 2 years ago. He had 18 as a rookie. And MJ Melendez is going to move into the top five at catchers because I think he's going to hit 30 plus this year.
Look, there's definitely a positive, big, strong kid. So that's a great call. I stuck with catcher too, Timmy. I went with Adley Rutschman, and I'm up one. I need 29 more. So and these were, and Tim knows, I gave him this last night. So these aren't padded at all. But
didn't slide one in there.
I almost went Brandon Belt, but
I saw the tip of my tongue too funny.
But it's what is he 35 now? I don't know if he's got it in him anymore. So I don't want to make that prediction. But that would be totally awesome. I think both of those. It just shows you, Timmy, this is us not talking to one another prior to this segment, and it just shows you how catching has come up so much. And now you got potentially two guys that we think will become 30 home run guys that go along with the guys that are already there.
Yeah, well, exactly. 2 years ago, we weren't talking about either one of these players.
No. Nope.
Now we're talking about them as potential top five catchers if things break right. Yours for sure. Your choice for sure. Adley should be a top five catcher heading into next year. I think he was this year.
Yeah, and it's I just hearken back to everybody who – Timmy, I took a beating when I would say Adley Rutschman was going to be a star and watch – because it was him and Andrew Vaughn, and people thought I was a lunatic because I was picking a catcher over a first baseman, and I always worried about the power with Vaughn. But Rutschman's just – I mean, people have seen this guy as a star. He just is.
Yeah, so. And he controls the game.
Yep.
Very, very well.
I think the number one catcher from a blocking and framing standpoint that came out today on some list I saw. All right, Timmy, which player surprises by stealing 40 bases?
Well, there's a couple easy choices in Corbin Carroll and Ronald Acuna, but that wouldn't be a surprise.
That's not a surprise for me.
How about a guy that stole 69 bases last year between AAA and the big leagues? 18 of them with the Texas Rangers. I'm going to go with Bubba Thompson.
Oh, wow. Wow, I didn't realize it was 6-9. Really? Wow, that's fascinating.
Yeah, he stole, what is it, 49 bases or was it 51? He stole a ton of bases in the minors last year. While you're going through your prospect, I'll come up with the exact numbers, but I believe he stole 69 bases.
The guy's fast, Timmy. There's no. It's all going to come down. Can he hit? And that's the big question. We don't know.
Well, he's 24 years old, and they're going to give him a shot.
Yeah.
So you know you got to like that in a big way. But last year he stole 49 bases in 52 attempts at AAA. So he stole 67 bases in total last year.
My guy's also coming up, Timmy. I think he stole more. Let me see if I...
I got to get out my abacus with the extra balls for this total.
I think it was 81. I'm going from memory. Yeah. I'm bringing him up now. That is Esteban Ruiz. Look, if you tell me that by May 15th he's in the minor leagues because he didn't hit enough, I understand.
But see Bubba Thompson, too.
Yeah, right. If he stays up, Timmy, this guy last year... 25 plus 23 plus 37. That's a lot. So that's 48, 55. That's 85 bases and two in San Diego. It's 87 bases.
Yeah. How can you not predict 40 stolen bases for the guy? That's playing half speed, right?
Well, he is going to bat ninth. So anyway, so maybe it's not a surprise, but I'm all in on Esteban Ruiz. I don't have him in any dynasty league, but I have him. And all three of the leagues that I think I got him in our Gladiator League, but all three of the leagues that I drafted, I have Esteban Ruiz in. So I'm putting my money where my mouth is. We'll see how it all works out. Timmy, which pitcher surprises by striking out 200 batters?
Well, the easy answer would be Hunter Green.
Yeah, but that's not a surprise.
That's not a surprise. So I'm going to go with his counterpart in Cincinnati, Nick Lodola. He struck out 131 last year in 103 innings. Now, if he get those innings up into the 150-155 range, he could be close. So I'm going to go with Nick Lodola.
I was thinking you would go with the counterpart in Seattle to my pick, since I shared with you my pick and we have this running joke. But I have, with the Seattle Mariners, one George Kirby. In 130 innings last year, he struck out 133. So you're saying, he's going to have to pitch almost 200 innings to get that. I don't think we see 200 innings, but I think we start to see the strikeout rate get higher than that. So he's the guy that, to me, is. I think this guy has a chance to be extremely good. I was wrong on him when he was coming out of Elon University in North Carolina. I'd seen him in college. Everything was straight, but he's gotten better, Timmy, and I think this could be his breakout season, so I'm sticking by my guns there.
Yeah, good call.
All right, number four, which player gets the most saves, Tim?
Oh, that's an easy one. Scott McGuff of the Arizona Diamondbacks.
I laughed out loud when I saw that he was the favorite now for saves in Arizona. I'm like, God, boogers. Great. Good on Tim, man. How did he know that? And I'm just thrilled that you told me that I think when we were covering the NL West, and I had never heard of them.
Right.
And I was in the middle of a Dynasty League draft. I was in the 10th round.
Yeah.
I said, what the hell? Let me pick McGuff. So I picked him. And now I got a potential closer. So thank you very much, Mr. McLeod.
You're welcome. It was a choice between him or Michael Fulmer. You know, when you look at trying to predict saves, it's an impossible task. Okay? You know, a month ago, we would have said Edwin Diaz, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, anybody can emerge with a full-time job. It could be Batista. It could be absolutely anybody who's working in the ninth inning. And one of the reasons I picked McGuff was just to emphasize that fact. It is an impossible chore, virtually, to pick a top closer. Class A and Hader, yeah, they could be it. But quite often, somebody emerges from nowhere and ends up with a pile of saves.
Looks like the Orioles are up 10-7. We're in the ninth inning. Felix Bautista has come on board, and he's given up a hit and a walk. Now men on second and third, no outs. So he's gotten off to a bit of a rough go here, Tim.
Yeah, he's got some work to do to get out of this inning, doesn't he?
He does indeed. So, but my guy for most saves is Ryan Pressly, so I kind of went boring there.
Mm. Yeah, and again, anybody who's got that job could end up winning that title.
Timmy, let's take a break, get back, and let's finish up the Take 10 with Tim.
Okay, looking forward to it.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, Tim, we're getting serious here now.
Yes,
what hitter surprises and finishes as a top 10 fantasy player, or top 10 fantasy hitter, if you will?
Well, this guy isn't too far away from that right now, but I think we're, you know, last year, Bo Bichette got off to a rather poor start to the season. I think he's going to go 30-20 this year and be a top 10 pick.
Wow.
heading into drafts next year. I think we're going to see a monstrous bounce back season from Bo Bichette. So, yeah, and again, the other guy that's easy to predict if you want to go with a deeper shot is Corbin Carroll. If he hits 15 home runs and steals 35 to 40 bases, he's top 10, right?
Well, it depends, Tim. I mean, he's got some guys to crawl over, so I mean, there's some really good guys. I mean, would you take that or would you take Kyle Tucker?
I would take Kyle Tucker, but they can both be in the top 10.
So, well, I mean, do you want to go back and look at, so last night's top 10, let's just see where 15, what'd you say? 15 home runs and 30 stolen bases, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Not going to go in front of Trey Turner, Ronald Acuna, Shohei Ohtani, that's a wild card. We don't know. Jose Ramirez, Aaron Judge, Julio Rodriguez, Juan Soto, Kyle Tucker. All right, so we're already at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
So yeah, he could sneak in at the back end of that if he has
Mookie
really
Betts, Yordan Alvarez, Vlad Jr. Those are the guys after that. Yeah, top 10 is, I don't know. So anyway, I think they're both good ones, Tim. I got Randy Arozarena. I think we start to see the major step up with Arozarena. Maybe he should already be a close to a top 10 guy as opposed to a back of the second round pick. I think he's going to start to move up. And in my deeper pick, I'm going opposite with you. I've got Gunnar Henderson. So I think he's the better hitter. I'm not sure he's going to be the more stolen base. They could have more power, but he's not going to have the kind of speed. But I really do like Gunnar Henderson, so we'll see how that works out.
Yeah. Great picks.
What pitcher surprises and finishes as a top 10 pitcher?
Okay, well, I remember a few questions back, number 3 specifically, where you listed George Kirby, okay? under the who's going to strike out 200. You said you were surprised that I just didn't list Logan Gilbert. Well, the reason I didn't list Logan Gilbert there is because I listed him as a top 10 pitcher. He's going to win 20 games, strike out 200, and post a 3 ERA.
Wow.
Hunter Green gets my runner-up for all the obvious reasons.
Those are great picks, except for, I mean, Hunter Green's a great pick. I'm not sure Logan Gilbert is, because I've got Christian Javier, which I'm surprised, Timmy, he is not more well thought of, because, again, I go back to when I drafted my NFBC team, I was thrilled that I got Christian Javier, but I got him in, like, the fourth or fifth round, and then when I sent my thing through the evaluator system, it ranked them low because it has Christian Javier with a 4.20 ERA. I don't get that. I don't understand it.
It's not very good glue somebody's sniffing.
Or maybe we're sniffing the glue. I don't know.
I debated Christian Javier last night when I took Julio Urias for the strikeout potential. Yeah, Christian Javier for me right now is a top 20 starter. He's got top 10 potential, at least in my opinion.
My really deep guy is George Kirby, so we continue with the George Kirby versus Logan Gilbert. to the bitter end. Okay, Timmy, what hitter will return the most fantasy value, basically where you had to draft him for what value he returns?
I really like your pick, but I went with a guy that I've been toting lately in a big way, and he made the team, and I'm so happy for the kid. He's got a 4.95 ADP. And I think he's got 10 home run, 30 stolen base potential. I'm going with Bryce Terang of the Milwaukee Brewers.
Oh, yeah. He got his first start in his big league career. I'm assuming you saw the video of him getting told that he was going to make it. Get old, in my opinion.
No.
They were great.
Yeah, no. It was, you could just see the relief written all over his face. Eh?
Yep.
How happy and excited he was.
Yeah, I love Bryce Terang. I have him in a dynasty league. He's sitting on my bench until he becomes second base eligible and can fill in for my Jose Altuve. So I'm waiting 2 weeks. Timmy, I'm excited. So I hope you're right there. I got Anthony Rendon. So, I just am not buying that he is a 222 ADP guy. He's too good. Tim?
Sorry about that. My phone was ringing, so I just put it on mute on the headset. Sorry about that, Rich.
Wow. Timmy just blew me off. Do you need to get that?
Can I make a quick call?
Sure. Hold on, everybody. All right, Timmy, you have interrupted our show. Was it vastly important?
No, not really. It was just the community clinic calling to see if I'm having chest pain. And my response was, no, I still need at least one more pitcher to drop before I'm experiencing chest pain.
Jeez. They just call it out of the blue?
Well, yeah, obviously it means probably a doctor's appointment has been changed or canceled down the road or something like that. Right. So it's no big deal. It's small town, so they call when your appointment. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's just a scheduling change.
Wow.
No big deal.
So you got Bryce Ring, I got Anthony Rendon. Yeah. Last question before we take a break.
Yes.
What pitcher will return the most fantasy value? So we talked about Rendon and Bryce Terang. Who's your pitcher, Tim, that's going to return the most fantasy value for where you had to draft him?
Yeah, I like your guy a lot. My guy I've talked about ad nauseum for a while now, and with an ADP of 352, I'm going to go with Cal Quantrill.
Love it. I love Cal Contra this year. I got Ronzyny Contreras. Timmy, if he played for any other team, I'd feel really good about this pick. But he plays for the Pittsburgh Pirates. So we'll have to see how it all plays out. But I do have him drafted in a number of leagues. I might have him in all three of the leagues that I drafted this year. So it's a good pitcher, Tim. It's just a matter of does he get the fine-tuning needed with the Pittsburgh Pirates. And I question it. I don't know. Tim.
Yeah, sorry about that, Rich. They called back.
All right. Well, I will let Tim get that. We'll take a quick break. Oh, jeez, McLeod. Hitting the record button. All right, Tim. What is going on over there? Did you get your appointment? Did you get your appointment changed?
Yes, I did. She called back, and it's been now changed from Wednesday to Friday of that week. And I told the young lady who called, congratulations, you just made the Prospect 361 Friday podcast with Rich and Tim. And she was just howling. So, you know what? I made her day, and that's the good thing. She's probably still laughing. What's this crazy loon talking about?
Yeah, what is this baseball thing that you discuss here?
Yeah.
Okay, Timmy, so this is the segment everybody wants to know about. What two players are you targeting for this weekend's Fab? Just as a reminder, Tim will be putting out a bunch of players on Sunday night, so I encourage everybody to tune back on Sunday night to get his official list. This is just so that people can get an early view as to what you're thinking. Give me one hitter and one pitcher.
Yeah, I'm not going with anything real obvious here. I'm giving you a couple deeper type picks rather than the obvious, because we know there are some players that are going to be targets. But my hitter is a Cincinnati Red. He stole six bases this spring, won a job. He won a job in the Reds outfield with a CBS rosterable level at 5% as of today, and that's one Will Benson.
I love that's a great call. Will Benson has been a prospect for a while, Timmy, and he kind of fell off the face of the earth, and it's good to see that he's returning. I think it's a great call by you.
Yeah, so he's a little bit deeper. I'm doing the same thing with pitching, and I'm playing the old what's around the corner game. And Ryan Pepiot managed to finally get his opportunity, and he's now been sidelined and on the IL with a left oblique strain. Gavin Stone is one Michael Grove away from a job, and he struck out 14, allowing no runs in 6 2/3 this spring. So I think it's about time that we invested a penny to earn a pound, and Gavin Stone's going to get a mention on Sunday.
I've said it. I'll say it again. Gavin Stone for this year, I think, is the great move here. I'm really disappointed. I did not hear that out of Pepio. So is he going to the IL?
They've already IL'd him. He's got a left oblique strain. So
he's going to be out for a while. Grove is not the answer.
No, I don't think so either. And that's why I wanted to bring up Gavin Stone. So there's a couple intriguing options. There was no point in me saying David Robertson, right? That's too easy. We'll discuss David Robertson, assumed he's not owned to the tune of 100% on Sunday. And Michael Fulmer is another, potential closer guy. But I just wanted to get that Gavin Stone in there because I agree. I don't think Michael Grove's the answer.
Timmy, let's go to the tape here. This is if you're a Jacob deGrom owner, you cannot be happy with this. 3 2/3 innings, 6 hits, 5 earned runs, 7 strikeouts, which are great. 12.27 ERA. That ain't good.
Well, as somebody who doesn't have him rostered in any leagues, I really don't like to see somebody get off to a poor start. But I got enough pitchers on the IL that got smacked around today. So not having Jacob deGrom, I won't lose any sleep over that. But it's got to be a concern for people who invested heavily in Jacob deGrom and invested early because you didn't get him in the sixth round.
Now, I think last night when I picked Alcantara, he went about 4 picks after me. So he went, I guess, later part of the second round, probably a third round pick in a 15-team league. But, people were looking for him to be an ace. He gets off to a tough start. Felix Bautista, Timmy, did he pull it out or not? The answer is he pulled it out. Gave up 2 runs, but gets the save. So there should be an asterisk next to that, right?
Yeah.
You give up 2 runs and get a save, that's an ugly one.
Yeah, like CS or something. Crappy save.
Yeah, crappy save.
Something along those lines. And, hey, the guy that was way down the list at third base hit a home run, Alex Baum. Hit a home run off DeGrom.
Jose Siri also hit a home run. Who had him? I think you had him somewhere.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't?
No.
Wander Franco hits a home run today as well. I'm looking at the Tampa versus Detroit. Timmy, Detroit, of course, no run scored. Shall we go through their lineup?
Do we have to?
Yes. Verling is batting leadoff. Javier Baez, heard of him. He got a hit.
Yeah.
Riley Green,
good.
Heard of him. He got a hit. Haas, 0-4. Torkelson, 0-4. Oh, Austin Meadows, 3-4. Miguel Cabrera, poor guy, 1-4. Jonathan Scope, no hits, 2 strikeouts. I mean, I don't know what they're doing there. And the Kreidler, it's a bad team, Tim.
Yeah. The Rays only got 6 hits, so it wasn't really a pitching problem. It was just a lack of offense.
Yeah.
That's
the way it was last year. Let's see how long that game took. 2 hours and 14 minutes. That's impressive. The Yankees was 2 hours and 33 minutes. The Atlanta Braves game was a little over 3 hours, but two out of the three of the games that have been finished are, I'm assuming that Orioles Red Sox game took a while, 10-9. Let's see how long. Tell me how long a 10-9 game took.
3 hours and 28 minutes.
Because the box were 3 hours and 28 minutes?
Yeah, that's what I'm going with.
It is 3 hours and 10 minutes.
Hmm.
Not too bad.
Yeah, that's, I don't know. I like 2.5-3 hours at the ballpark. 2:14, 2 hours, I'd feel like I got ripped off. I would not be happy with that.
4-0, the Cubs beat the Milwaukee Brewers. This game probably flew by. I was watching that, and I know people who drafted Corbin Carroll in the first round are going to be really disappointed. You should be, but I watched part of that game, Timmy.
Corbin Burns.
What did I say? Corbin Carroll? Corbin Burns. That's it. That's the guy. He pitched well, Timmy. It just, there was a lot of bad hops and poor plays, and it was one of those things. It wasn't like he was just getting doubled to death. It was not that at all. That game got done in 2 hours and 21 minutes.
Wow. Here's a shocker. Philly was up 5-2 with... I'm waiting for it. Aaron Nola on the hill.
Mm-hmm. It's 5-5 now.
It is 5-5. And
Grossman.
Robbie Grossman homered. Who had Robbie Grossman to hit the, a home run for...
Yeah, I had him in a couple leagues at the end of the season, Timmy, in my dynasty league, and I dropped him. So it was not me. So
no, it was not me either. But between Jonah Heim and Robbie Grossman, they have all 5 RBIs.
So I have Aaron Nola in a league. I have Jacob DeGrom in a league. I have Corbin Burns in a league. It's not been I was in first place when I started today, Tim. I was feeling really good about myself. I'm not feeling so hot about myself now.
Yeah, I was tied for first in every league, too. And C'est la vie.
That's not good. Anyways, Timmy, we're off and running. Let's see if there's anything else to report here. Oh, it looks like St. Louis has scored 3 runs. Let's see how that happened. Cardinals.
Tyler O'Neill hit a home run. I know that.
Tyler O'Neill hits a home run. How's my buddy Lars Nootbaar doing? 0-1 with a walk. Miles Michaelis is straightened up a little bit.
He had a rough inning, but he'll be fine.
He'll be fine. And Springer's off to 2-2. Your buddy Bo Bichette's 2-2. So Toronto's doing what they do, and that's hit the ball very hard.
Yeah, the Mets are up 1-0 on the Marlins, and Max Scherzer's allowed 1 hit through 5.
But it's the Marlins.
All they needed really for Scherzer today was probably 1 run, and that would be enough. They've got a second one now. Lindor just hit a sack fly, but the Marlins, man, oh man, their pitchers are going to pitch to a team ERA of probably 3, and combined might win 45 games. That's sad.
Arias got a hit, and he's the only one that's gotten a hit. So you got Arias, Segura, he's past his prime, he's okay. Cooper, okay. Chisholm, chance to be really good. Soler, come on. Avisel Garcia, come on. I mean, it's not very good. It's not a very good team, Tim.
No, they've changed the prognosis to an arm strain, they're saying, on Verlander. That's not good.
I don't. They said a Terrors Marte or something like that. Yeah. I don't know what that is. So, yeah, it's not good. Hey, we're going to find out his arm fell off because it's the Mets. To me, they don't tell us anything until it's too late.
Yes, we'll find out when he's negotiating his next contract.
Yeah. Yeah. Well.
Ooh, Luis Urias is dealing with a left hamstring injury. Limped off the field today.
Oh. Ouch. Okay. Ouch. All right, Timmy, we're at an hour and 27 seconds, so I am going to let you go. Any final first day comments?
Enjoy the hot dogs, folks. we're just warming up and getting ready to roll. It's a long season. Just remember, folks, 'tis a marathon, not a sprint, and it'll help you save on the Pepto-Bismol over the next week or so.
Timmy, I continue to taste my hot dogs.
Pepto for rich.
Not Pepto, Tums. I am a Tums man, Timmy. But tell you, 'tis a marathon, not a sprint. Mm-hmm. At our next show, I'm going to challenge that.
Okay.
I want you to prepare your notes. What if you're in a head-to-head league? Just think about it, Timmy. Just think about that. With that, Timmy, have a good weekend, and I will talk to you on Sunday.
Looking forward to it when I have my list narrowed down to the top 30 waiver wire pickups for the week. Have a great weekend, Rich.
Be well.